Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Subhadrakashi Sri Guru Gauranga. Gandharva Govinda Sundar Guru Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Surupramananda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sundar Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Toki Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishwavarena Silesh Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vinoda Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai. Smriti Bhakti Vavita Devi Dasa Ki Jai. Rama Raman Prabhu Ki Jai. Nakshi Devi Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samadara Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Nithai Gau Pimanande. Some question.
A question from Dhananjaya Prabhu. Mm-hmm. In this shloka of Prabhadananda Sarasvati, it is said that if we get a drop of mercy from Gauranga, then our senses, which are like poisonous snakes, will be transformed, and whatever they contact with will bring us joy and happiness. Could you please explain this?
Lang Dur Dan Tendriya Kalasarpa Patali Tokatta Dan Sayati Vishvam Purna Sukhayati.
So we can say
there's always two possibilities. That's what the Guru Maharaj sometimes refers to as the in-carrying current going towards the absolute and infinite center, and the out-carrying current that's going away from that conception. Bhagavatam says, Bhayam Dutiya Vinibeshi tatsya ishara pe tasya viparya yoshmati. The reason that we're overwhelmed by anxiety so these two possibilities are always there in the 87th chapter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, the Veda Stuti, the prayers of the personified Vedas. This, a similar sort of question is asked when, in reference to the question, if with this body, say, we go from, you know, Indriyani Puranyahur Indriyabhya Paramanaha Manasastu Prabhute Yo Bhute Pratastu Saha. From the spiritual plane to the intelligence, to the mind, and to the senses. So from one point of view, as is expressed there, the Vedas are sounds, Shabda Brahma, the spiritual sounds. But someone could ask, these sounds, we're vibrating with our tongues, our voice box. It's a, on one level, regardless of what we're thinking, it's a physical experience. So how is it through this physical experience you can achieve something spiritual? So it's a very elaborate answer that's given there. But one aspect of that is what is the actual purpose of the senses? Okay. Do they only have one purpose? The external purpose, to see, hear, taste, touch, smell, and feel, as everyone can do in the material world? Or do they have some other purpose? So some people conclude that, you know, all of this sensuous, sensory experience can only be realized in terms of this world, and when you redirect yourself spiritually in that plane, there's no seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, feeling, all those things. The outcome of a sense experience is suffering and karmic bondage. So in the spiritual world, there's no, spiritual conception, there's none of that. It means the elimination of all of this. And that will give us relief. If we take it that this world is the negative world, and the context of this example, then they're saying relief comes from achieving a position of neutrality. Sometime in one place, Prabhupada said, as if someone has cataracts in their eye, it means they can't see properly. One solution is to, you know, surgically remove their eyes. Then the cataracts are finished. No more cataractous vision. But we would rather say, in reference to the primal guru mantra, Om Jnanatimrandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. There the disciple is expressing gratitude for the guru, saying, surgically removing the cataractous eye of ignorance and restoring proper vision. Like surgeons do in this world. Now, what's popular is laser surgery. And as a sidebar, footnote, Guru Maharaj mentioned in the early 80s, he wanted to know how far he could evolve. And he took a decision. How much surgery would be done with lasers in the future? And, it, you know, it's a interesting example because it, using light, the precision usage of light to remove the cataract. So, you know, an obvious metaphor comes to mind that through spiritual pinpoint accuracy of spiritual illumination, which we expect from the acharya, achinoti yashastartam, extracting the inner meaning of the scripture and what is relevant to our position, not some generic representation of the truth, as one, you know, musician one said, a jazz musician, because people are baffled and bewildered trying to understand it. He said, the style of most is an approximation of the whole. He said, rather, I prefer to properly represent one aspect and build from there. So there's generic theistic representation of things, and then precise representation with extreme accuracy, which is the hallmark of Gaudiya line, Gaudiya Siddhanta, the Rupanuga Sampradaya, Krishna conception specifically, the central conception of the infinite. So we could say, on a cursory glance of these things, that there appears to be some contradiction. But what's expressed in that Veda Stuti, in that chapter of the Bhagavatam, is saying, yes, your senses, you possess senses. The soul, by its very nature, is sensual. Can see, hear, taste, touch, smell, and feel. Those are the activities of the soul. They're being expressed through the intellect, the mind, and the senses. But it's innate to its nature, the ability to do such things. But what the prospect before it is mundane sensual culture or spiritual sensual culture. The mundane sensual culture with karmic suffering is an outcome. Buddhists and others, they say, then go to the neutral position. Stop engaging in any activity. If the result of all this activity is suffering, then just stop it. And if you can stop it, then you can get the relief from impending karmic reactions in the form of suffering. But what the Bhagavatam will point out, and what Guru Maharaj says summarizing Narada's chastisement of the ass, he's saying, inadvertently, you're misleading people because you're giving so much prescription for people on the basis of they're in a diseased condition of life and here's a cure for your disease to bring them to a healthy position. Saying, but you don't tell them anything about healthy life. What they'll be doing. Like in the ads in the modern world, when someone's suffering for something, they show, this is the cure for that. And healthy life. That's how they're selling that product. So he's saying, you didn't do. You just said, you're suffering from this disease, this will cure you from that. But what would be their prospect in healthy life? You didn't mention any of that. And it's not a trivial point or irrelevant because you didn't say anything about a liberated life, a life after liberation, then people will conclude erroneously, but nonetheless, they will conclude that the only world where you can express your senses, your mind and your intellect is this world. And they will erroneously think that the spiritual world has no possibility for such things. There's no possibility of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, feeling, and having a loving relationship or loving exchange. So that what you've done is treacherous. You're a traitor to the cause, he says those words. You're misleading people. So what they're going to do in the name of religion and with you as the authority, they're going to remain bound because they're going to think, who wants to go to the spiritual world? Like David Byrne wrote a lyric in one of his songs once in Talking Heads. He said, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. Well, not in our conception. But, in his, he's a self style described Buddhist. Heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. Doesn't sound too interesting, right? Or appealing. So that's what Narada is telling Vyasa. You're telling people, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens, but in this world, they're seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, feeling, loving exchange and all these things, but it's mundane and you should give them that up for a place where nothing ever happens because you want to escape suffering. Not very appealing or inviting. He's saying, so what you should do is you need to tell them the naked truth about Krishna Lila. What's going on in the Krishna world, in the land of love, where there's the full spectral range of sensuous possibility. seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, feeling. But, you know, from Shanta Rasa to Dasya, to friendship, to familial affection, to conjugal love. So, I mean, as Sanyal titled his pamphlet, The Erotic Principle in Unalloyed Devotion. The Erotic Principle in Unalloyed Devotion. Seems like, how can you say these things in the same sentence? But that's the title of the pamphlet. You're saying the erotic principle is expressed in unalloyed devotion. Okay? If you ask the people from the Western world, they think about the Kama Sutra and what do you call those caves with all the obscene paintings on the wall. It's a good thing no one knows the name. I'm not going to tell you because they'll be like Googles. You know. Wow. Anyway, that's what they think. Then understand, this is the most base, mundane representation of that plane. When you hear Swarup Damodar, which is coming up, the Rath Yatra and the subsequent Harapanchami, when Swarup Damodar gives the Rasa Vishesh, the Rasa Vichar, about all the different types of gopis and what their moods are, and this is to the delight of Mahaprabhu and his followers. There's nothing untoward about it. There's nothing filthy about this description. So what Vyas, Narada is telling Vyas, you have to let people know, muktir hitmanyata rupam svaropena vivastiti, that the swarup of the jiva, its actual form, relieved of the coverings of acquired prejudice and tendency, karma and gyan, has full sensuous prospect in the spiritual domain, up to and including Madhura Rasa. That's why this is a revolutionary conception. If we carefully, cautiously consider all these things, then we'll see it is an astonishing, revolutionary conception of divinity. But we can see those who do not, who are not, whose approach is not cautious and systematic, Shradhanbhuto anushraneya datta barna yedyak, not hearing from the Rupa Nuga line in the proper way. Very, as soon as they hear these things, then they're making some lewd jokes or mocking, or that's the immediate outcome of someone who's unqualified to hear these things. From their own position, their own mundane experience, their own limited experience of the limited, and based on as his birth, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha tyakva deho punar janma naiti mam eti sorjana. So his birth pastimes, his pastimes as a baby with Nanda Yashoda, then with his cowherd boyfriends, then later with the girlfriends, Braja Gopis, that time, those pastimes are there, and there are those who are evolving, entering, evolving, participating, and it's a wonderful thing. Still, we can say it's the domain of the exclusive domain of the highest section of liberated souls. Srila Prabhupada often liked to quote this one verse, just praising the cowherd boys. And this is something we should notice. Avadut Maharaj yesterday. Sanatana Goswami Prabhu is the Sambhakti Siddhanta Acharya, the Sambandha Gyan Acharya, Sambandha in this kind of meaning. What is what? Who is who and what is what? The medium for revealing all this Siddhanta is the spiritual journey of Gopa Kumar, a cowherd boy. Because Sanatana Goswami has the spiritual maturity, substance, class, if you will, to let, well, you will understand that a similar story is possible from a female perspective, while being a Manjari himself in the spiritual world. That's not the story he chooses to tell. So he perfectly understands how to give exposure to the upper world, the higher reality. So he tells it through the medium of a Gopa Kumar, a cowherd boy. It's not that he doesn't have the capacity to tell some other story. He knows that then we'll be back to square one. Though for those people who only know the mundane male-female relationship, they'll be projecting that, imposing that upon higher reality, thereby committing offenses and removing themselves from any possibility of having a substantial connection with that plane. So Krishna, the way, and where does this appear? Where's the Panchajaya, those five chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam? In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is ostensibly 18,000 slokas. So 10 cantos, 9 cantos before that, beginning with those heavy elephantine type slokas like Gurudevan. Janmadyasya yatonvaya dhitaratas cha arteshu abhigna swarat. Dharma projita kaita bhavata paramo nirmat saranam stam sambandha abhideyam and prayojan nigama kapatura simple galitam palam shukamukharam vittu davasamitam pibata bhagavatam vasamalayam muhuraho rasika vidubhavaka. Introduction. Then 9 cantos, and we just heard the pastimes of Nisringadev and Prahlad Maharaj, Shuddha Bhakti. This systematic, cautious approach to the birth of Krishna and his subsequent pastimes with his mother and father, the cowherd boys, and then the Braja Gopis. Still, Narada is telling Vyas, so that's what he told. You need to present this so that people will understand a life of love with Krishna, mukti arhitvanyata rupam, swarupena vibhasati, the swarup has of the jiva, his actual internal identity, her, has the possibility for loving exchange in that plane. Then that can help them break the knots, the strangleholds that mundane sensuality has upon everybody at present. Prabhupada, he liked to quote these slokas from the Bhagavatam. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya sravana kirtana hridyantastro hyavadrani vidunoti suhitsatam nasta prayesha vidreshu mityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistati tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayaste Cheta etaya anadudam stitam satve prasidati evam prasana manasa bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vigyasam something kama hoitukam. Bidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva samsaya chiyante chasya karmani mayi drishte akhilatmani. Systematically, how, anyway, hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, this cleanses the heart, the consciousness. And the result, nasta prayesha vidresha, this one, the tipping point occurs. And that means, tipping point means somebody doesn't have to achieve 100%. When it reaches a certain stage, it automatically goes over and the rest is completed very rapidly. So many things are said there, that section of the Bhagavatam. He quoted that in his purports in Bhagavad Gita and also regularly in his talks. So Vyas saying, there's this other possibility of the senses. There's one thing, freedom from the senses, freedom for the senses. So freedom for the senses is mundane entanglement. Freedom from the senses is the general definition of liberation. But once that has been achieved, then the positive domain is full of sensual activities and prospect. So that Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite. Otherwise, why? So Hrishikesh. Hrishikesh means Krishna is the Hrishika Isha. Govinda is the Lord of the senses, the master of senses means, in another way, the goal of the senses. The goal of seeing is to see Krishna. The goal of hearing is to hear about Krishna. The goal of speaking to speak about Krishna. Every sense. Sutva gunan bhuvana sundara svinvatam te nirvishakarna vivarai haratongatapam rupam visham dushimitam akilatalavam kvayachita vishati chitram apatrapam me. Rukmini saying, now that first I heard about you, nama rupa guna lila, from the sound, the rupa, your form appeared and I see you're the most beautiful thing in the world. Then I understand, oh, that's why we have eyes, is to see you. That's what the Vedas are saying. Yes, you can use your vision to see things other than Krishna. Good luck with that. Or Krishna, which is actually the goal of your deep heart's core. You're searching for ideal beauty, ideal sweetness, ideal sound, ideal form, all of these things. And each one contributing to the other. Like Guru Maharaj liked to quote, I guess, Shelley, poet, where he said about this girl, Lucy Gray, that he encounters in the forest, and she's sitting by a brook, which means a little stream. They make a nice sound. And it's saying, so the girl's sitting there next to her, and one person, Guru Maharaj credits, said, who was like a teacher, he's teaching about lyrical poetry and such things, but this is what stuck in Guru Maharaj's consciousness and his heart, and he said, ear beauty contributed to eye beauty. In other words, the girl was already beautiful, but the beautiful girl sitting next to the brook, the sound of the brook made her even more beautiful. That's nama, rupa, guna, lila. Same principle at work. So Narada is telling Veda Vyas, you can't just like get rid of all the negative stuff without giving people a positive prospect of Krishna conception. And that's what you should do, will do. Meditate on, he gives 10 slokas. That's the Bhagavatam. We can say Tene Brahma Hrida, into the heart of Brahma, from Brahma to Narada. Narada to Vyas is basically 10 slokas. And Vyas, on the banks of the Saraswati, he's meditating upon these things. and all that comes out, transferred to Sukadev, and then Sukadev to Parigat Maharaj, later Sutta Goswami, to all the sages assembled in Nainasaranya. And that's the Bhagavatam. But still, that was so long ago, and how do people understand what really, substantially is the Bhagavatam? All these things are to be considered. So the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami draws this parallel in the Madhya Lila, and Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar Dasti Ke Vahajaha Hoite Se Chaitanya Lila Hoi Sarovar Mana Sarovar Akshoy Manasa Charaha Tahate. Krishna Lila, the ultimate sweet substance and wonderful thing, and that's where the life of prospect is, but it is the exclusive domain and reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. So in this world that's described in the Bhagavad Gita, Anitya, by Krishna, Anitya, Asukam, Lokam, temporary, miserable place. They're saying, even if you find a temporary solution for the temporality of material existence, right, and you find some way to suppress the suffering aspect, still, it's a temporary, miserable world that you won't be able to continue living in. That's from one perspective. That's from this sensory exploration. Right? I am Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look upon my kingdom, ye mighty, in despair. You can live an egocentric existence and try and expand the circumference of your zone. Right? Either as the Egyptian king or on social media. It's the same thing. So, but here, in a peculiar way, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is saying, when you go this other direction, the Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam, engaging your senses, mind, intelligence, and the service of Krishna, as directed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as given by Mahaprabhu, that sweetness of Vrindavan, he's distributing in his Odarja Lila. What's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls, the Panja Tattva, says in the Adi, they broke open the storehouse and they're distributing the contents to everyone in every direction. Das DK means that. 10 directions. North, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and up, down, means all these things. So they're distributing that. So a drop of Mahaprabhu's mercy gives that in full, as Guru said. A drop of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. Thus the preference for Navadvip. But that same Prabodhananda, Saraswati elsewhere says, vanchitosmi na sankshaya, vishvam purna satayate, vishvam gaura rase magnam, sparshopi mamanabhavat. So that drop, the drop that can give this, Prabodhananda humbly, perfectly as a humble Vaishnava, saying like, I wasn't touched by a drop. But that same person is capable of telling you here that one drop can give you everything. And then he's saying, but my misfortune, vanchitosmi means I've been cheated. says three times, Vanchi tells me in a Sankshaya, I've been cheated. Of this there is no doubt. Mahaprabhu flooded the world with Krishna prema, and I wasn't touched by a drop. But Guru Maharaj tells us that's indicative of his appetites. Saying like what, like we hear there's so many, this is, you know, the logo of Chiang Mai is two elephants, because this, you know, their elephants live here, like naturally. They didn't bring them here from somewhere else. They were here, not like around here, but not too far away either. So, what would not feed an elephant? Right? What is the appetite of an elephant? Sometimes we hear, what do they eat, 100 kilos a day or something like that? Huh? 300, there you go. So 300 kilos, you know, an elephant meal. So, what's a kilo to an elephant? Guru Maharaj is saying, it's like that. Prabodhananda, he's saying as if he wasn't touched by a drop, but Guru Maharaj said, the way we see this is like, a drop isn't enough for him. He has such a great appetite for this divine substance. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is Tunga Vidya, one of the Astasakis, the eight principal gopis, who's descended in the Gaura Leela and the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Gurudev would say, if Kaviraj Goswami didn't do that seva that he did, Prabodhananda could qualify to do that seva. But Kaviraj Goswami got permission, approval from him to do that. So, if such an intimate associate of Srimati Radharani and Krishna says, this is the way, what more do you need to know? You don't need the research. Your research will take you in another direction because it's faulty. Here, someone from as far inside as you can go is saying, this is the way. And as beautiful as Krishna Karnamritam is, and all those slokas in praise of Krishna, Guru Maharaj said very beautifully, but Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and the Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi, even the title, just wonderful, Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhi, the like Nectarine Ocean of Radha Rasa is the title of his book. And he's got over 250-270 slokas glorifying Srimati Radharani. Right? Most of them we cannot approach. And interestingly, the introductory sloka, favorite to Babaji Maharaj, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, the Sahajiyas say, someone else must have wrote that because it's praising Mahaprabhu. This shows to what degree they don't get it. Right? He's perfectly saying, this book is going to be all in the praise of Radharani. So what's the first sloka? And glorification of Mahaprabhu. Who is Mahaprabhu? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. But they're so offensive and foolish as to say, like, someone else must have added this. And that sloka, that Nindantam Pulakot Karena Bikasam Nipa Prasunacharim Prodikritva Bhujadvayam Hari Hari Eat Uchai Vidantam Muhu Nityantam dutamasvinirjara chaye sinchantam urbitalam Gayantam nija parasadaya parivratam Sri Gaura Chandram Nama. On its veranda in Calcutta is a picture of the Panchatattva dancing in Kirtan. And Gurudev would say, this sloka is being expressed there. That while dancing with the Panchatattva and his associates, tears are shooting out of the eyes, like near Jarasha means like a waterfall, waterfall like cascading tears from the eyes of Mahaprabhu, and they're making the ground soft. And anyway, like that. That's the effects of Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, being enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. So as Srila Guru Maharaj says in the beginning of it, Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Namadvipe Namakirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gaura. So it's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, he is distributing Krishna praying. As Rupa Goswami confirmed, Namo Maha, Paranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaura Tushe Nama. So what's expressed here, it's perfect. And saying, when the poisonous the senses, he says, like the fangs are removed, because they're still, in the beginning, poisonous. But if you break the fangs, then there won't be any sting, bad outcome. Thing. But when they're repurposed by the grace of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and their associates for the proper cultivation of Krishna conception, then they can relish Krishna prema, which is synonymous with love. It's not that love is one thing and Krishna prema is another thing. Love is Krishna prema. So it's actually the target. It's what everyone is searching for. And they say, really, they want a loving relationship. What they want is Krishna prema. And nothing short of Krishna prema will actually satisfy that need or that tendency. Although we will try many substitutes. But really it's the hankering for that. And Narada is telling me, yes, you have to let people know that the spiritual world is full of love and loving interaction and relationship and all the things that people seek. Not that you do that in this world, in the spiritual world, nothing. Right? The place where nothing ever happens. Not in Krishna conception. So there's hope for David Byrne. And everyone else, a drop. And this world, it's interesting what he says in contrast. This world, the nityam asukam lokam, the temporary miserable place, reconfigured the senses in Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. That same, now the world is what? Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. The world, Purna Sukhayati means full of ecstatic joy. So what happened? A change of perspective. Beginning with Sambandha Gyan, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. Right. It's systematic. It's not haphazard. And a haphazard approach will not Starts with re. And to achieve something, it won't deliver. The haphazard approach will not give this result. But systematically, faithful adherence under the guidance of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnava. So, in this world, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, and then what do we hear elsewhere from Das Goswami? Kripam Bhuti Yat Paraduka Duki. The only apparent unhappiness of the devotees, of the Vaishnavas, is to see people suffering for want of a connection with this divine substance. That they lament. Any other question?
There is a saying, body is a converted reflection of soul's delusion. So does it...
It's not a saying. It's something I said.
Yes.
It's become a saying.
So does it mean that something's wrong just in the... in our soul, in the court of our soul, or it is the cause of our situation is that soul is covering by many layers.
What I said is, the body is the biological expression of the soul's delusion. So, and elsewhere it said, asanga hayam purusha. The soul is never contaminated, actually. Strictly speaking, it's never contaminated, it's never polluted, it's never touched by any of this. That's which makes it even more egregious, in a sense. But delusion, just like the, what is wrong with a person who, what's the modern inoffensive word for insanity? Cognitively challenged or something. Anyway, insane. We'll just say that, you know, for the insane viewers this evening, forgive us if you take offense to that. But, so, insanity, when it's removed, everything's okay. It's just, it's a... the word in Sanskrit is vikipta. It means like deranged, derangement. So the soul is projecting onto a situation that is unreal and insubstantial and not its actual identity. But due to heavily misidentifying, it's taking the body to be the self. So the Bhagavatam, one place, gives the example, and this is a good time because the full moon just came. You know, if you see the full moon on a pond or on the water, so it's a reflection. If you take a stick and move the water and make ripples, you'll see the moon distort according to the ripples. The moon will become elongated or it will be disfigured, right? Deranged, disfigured. But actually, the moon itself, none of that is happening to the moon. It's only the reflection of the moon on the pool. And the pool is rippling and this, that, and the other thing. That's the example given. So the soul's like the moon projecting on the pool. The pool, that's the ahankar, ego, intellect, mind, senses. And the various activities, they're like the ripples. So due to heavy identification, we're what we see happen to the reflection, we think that's happening to us. But actually, it's not. But due to misidentification, it's very real. And we're fearful, and we think, what are one of the ripples, you know, death, and other things. Right? Birth, death, old age, disease, all of these things. That's why as people age, they look at themselves in the mirror. They feel like they were when they were 19. But what they see in the mirror does not correspond to that, which creates some anxiety. Or which usually is masked by denial. So they start thinking, well, I don't look that bad. Or I don't look bad as that person I saw today. Right. Freeze your face in a permanent position. With the inability to smile or express any other emotions other than being looking stupefied. One famous model, one of the famous original supermodels, she said, if you can just look stupid in a picture, you can be a success. Have some like stupid look on your face and people will think it's profound. Like the Sphinx. The Sphinx, you know what a Sphinx is? So the Sphinx was said to have a secret. Okay? So Oscar Wilde said, women are Sphinxes without secrets. The extraordinary look, but there's no real secret there. The secret is there's nothing there. Just frozen face. Freeze your face. Right. I mean, we laugh because it's funny on a certain level. But we can understand just that, you know, for one who's been honored, dishonor is worse than death. For someone who's been declared beautiful, I mean, and here's where we have to be sympathetic, how horrible it is to be no longer thought of as being so beautiful, and then gradually watching all that beauty vanish. So we're talking, janma, mrityu, jara, old age, jara, is one of those things. It's one of the four miseries of material existence. It's not a fantasy. It's not just a thing certain people feel. It's one of the big four, right? Out of these four things, it rates as one of them. So it means it's painful to see that happen. No matter whether you do the freeze phase thing or try to disguise it in different ways, inevitably, you know, mrityu sarva harascham. So, what was the question? The gist of the question. About the soul, identifying biological expression. What is pure? No. That's what I said in the beginning. I answered that. It's not affected. That's why we said it's a delusion. So it's in the mind, and you know, it's a deranged condition. I chose the word delusion there. So when it's removed, then like what does the Gita say? Astarjabat pashyati kashchidenam. If you can have a glimpse of your actual soul, you'll be amazed, you'll be astonished. And it's really what everyone wants also. Eternal beauty, immortality, all these things, they're aspects of the Swarup. So the body is the biological expression of the soul's delusion. The Swarup is the form that is the expression of the soul's dedicating tendency, and which we're told is Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, fully cognizant, and Anandam here means happy, which implies, Guru is saying, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Ananda Sundar, beautiful. So, ironically, it's what everyone wants, or feels comfortable with, or expects. So naturally then, it's anathema for the eternal soul to have to deal with mortality. What could be more horrifying than your existence being extinguished? Particularly if you're eternal. That makes it even more horrifying and upsetting. So we hear from the Western side of things, Socrates, when he, the hemlock, and they want to kill Socrates, and he's saying, bring me the, bring it. They bring the hemlock, and they're saying, aren't you worried about, but he's saying, me, you won't be able to find who I really am. That much he understood. What I am and who I am will not be finished with your poison. But the body will go down. That's true. The body will drop down. But I won't. So Sukadeva Goswami saying in his concluding words, the Parikrit Maharaj, after all these beautiful descriptions, pastimes, including Rasa Leela and all those things, again, toward the end of the Bhagavatam, Tanturaja Marisheti Pashubuddhi Mimamjahi. He's saying, to think that you will die is Pashubuddhi, means animal consciousness. That's why they're always afraid. They're jumpy. You ever know? They're really jumpy animals. Because they know around the corner, behind them, at any time, death it could be there. But so Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikrit Maharaj, don't think like, they think like that. You have to at least minimally embrace your spiritual identity. And although no one invites it, or rarely, to know that you'll live beyond the demise of the physical body. That's like, spiritual instruction 101. Second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita appears again in the Bhagavatam and so many other places. So it doesn't mean that we're not afraid to die, or we're not cautious, or anything like that. But when people said, philosophy is useless. When you go to school, don't major in philosophy, don't study philosophy. Take coding, or business administration, right? I mean, when I heard that my middle brother was studying business administration at college, I wanted to vomit. I thought, why go to college then? Because once there was an idea, you went there to learn about life. How to live, how to think. And you're going to business, and I said, what is that even? I just thought, my God, you're lost. And other people say, no, this will be good. Good for what? Oh, good for living in the temporary world. I see. And dying totally unprepared, ill-equipped to deal with death. That's the problem. So, why did they say, oh, so Gurwani said, as people don't understand the utility of philosophy until death comes, then suddenly philosophy can help you with how you feel, what you're experiencing inside, how to think of the future, then philosophy shows its merits. So, and this is a book, the Bhagavatam, you know, based upon someone who has seven, at least he has some advance notice, 7 days to live, and how he should utilize that time. And what's interesting, keep underscoring this point, is the advice given to him is not just for someone who has 7 days to live. It's the same advice for everyone. What is it? Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Srotavyas Kirtitavyas Cha Smartavyas Chechtadha Bhayam. Abhaya means fear. And hear more. The fear of death as being the annihilation of one's existence, forever cut off from certain opportunities, depending on how you interpret this. So what should you do? Srotavya, you should hear about. Srotavyas, kirtita, you should glorify, kirti. Smartavya, and remember about Krishna, his devotees, Mahaprabhu, Radharani, all these things. That's what everyone should do. Vasudeva katha ruchi. Dharmak svanushvitang kumsang visvaksena katha siya. Notpadayed yadivitim srama eva kevalam. If whatever it is you're doing, the end result, the outcome is not increased affinity for hearing about Krishna, you're wasting your time. Something's wrong. Whatever it is, it may be many things, but the outcome should be increased. Vasudeva, wanting to hear this more. Inching along, but more, going progressively. And if that's not the result, then you need to make some adjustment. Hare Krishna. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raguna. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai gochai kori charana bandhan. Echai gochai kori charana bandhan. Jaha hoite vignanas abhista puran. Echai goshai jave vraje koilova. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Koilo Prakar. Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janome Janome More Yabilas. Eshai Goshai Dharmui Taro Das. Kansabara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Eshai Goshai Jabe Braje Koilo Bas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Vaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Harinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo.
Shilabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Shilabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Shilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Rupamananda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramunitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gau Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavandam Ki Jai, Navadeeptam Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jumana Devi Bhakti Devi Toshi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishpavarena Srila Yasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Acharya Vrinda ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Vinoda Avadhut Maharaj ki jai, Seva Vrinda ki jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.